This is a CBC podcast. Money. It shapes our world and motivates our actions. Greenback or Loonie, the Current's new season-long series, Project Money, follows the cash and explores what the mighty buck means to all of us. Go to cbc.ca/thecurrent for more.
Roxy Theatre, where there's complimentary gum under every seat, it's the Irrelevant Show!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Welcome to West Canada Flight 733 to Vancouver with services to Edmonton, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, and Montreal, though not necessarily in that order. I'll be interrupting your in-flight movie at frequent intervals and keeping you informed of what's going on today's flight. If you're wondering what I'm up to at this precise moment in time, I'll let you know. I'm taking sips of coffee and eating a muffin. The coffee is a little burnt and the muffin is sitting slightly heavy. The muffin is bran, the coffee is a light roast, so consequently I'll be seeing you guys very soon as there is no washroom in the cockpit. We're looking at the clear skies for the entire flight, but there may be a little turbulence in the cabin. If you look down the aisle, you'll see Nancy at the back, and you might notice that her smile is a little forced today. That's because Jim, your flight attendant at the front of the plane, has recently ended their 2-year relationship. You'll really notice this around snack time when they have to amicably interact in order to get you those cheese dots and half cans of V8. It's gonna be really awkward, so keep your eyes open for that. So, sit back, relax, enjoy the flight, and I'll check back in with you a little later on.
So, how was your date last night?
Terrible. She didn't look anything like her profile picture.
Well, to be honest, neither do you.
Online dating is the worst. If only there was some way I could make a better impression face to face.
Bro, you need to get Fugly.
Fugly?
Yes, Fugly. The only dating app that takes your profile picture and adds at least 20 years and 40 pounds. So when your date sees you in person, she'll be pleasantly surprised.
Sounds great. How does it work?
Simply upload your pictures and watch as Fugly fuglifies your face. It has 3 settings: Fugly, Butt Fugly, and Carrot Top.
Whoa! It makes me look like Gary Busey with half my hair shaved off, passed out at a Burger King.
Yeah, bro. Take a look at my profile picture. I look like someone did a pumpkin carving of Steve Buscemi and left it out in the sun for 10 days.
That's disgusting. But is it only for guys?
Nuh-uh. Ladies can use Fugly too. My profile picture shows me with a nosebleed in jail. I look way better than that in real life.
I'll say.
So, fella, you gonna get Fugly?
You know it. Hi, I'm Jeff.
Oh, thank God. You're not quite as horrible looking as I expected.
And you only have 2 eyes.
Be sure to invite me to the wedding, guys.
Fugly, the dating app that makes reality slightly less disappointing. Available on internet.
Gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I hope you're not too far into that movie yet, because I just wanted to let you know that turbulence back there, well, that wasn't turbulence. It was Just me hot dogging it. Yeah, trying out some new plane moves. In other news, does anyone know how big Lake Winnipeg is? Because this seems too big. I've been flying over this thing more or less randomly for about an hour now. I guess we could be lost, but it's like they say, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Don't stop. Okay, wait there, my backing track didn't fire. I always bring this along in case some karaoke breaks out. Okay, one second, it's buffering here. Yeah,
you're in menu, Stan, you gotta get out of menu.
What? No, just, it's buffering. All right, here we go, let me try that again. It's about the journey. Nope, okay, hold on. It's still buffering here.
You're still in menu.
Well, how many bars are you guys getting up there? I've got, like, no reception here. Anyway, I'll check in with you soon.
Hi, welcome to Burger Barn. I'm Chris, the owner and manager. What can I get for you today?
I'll have a burger.
Absolutely. Would you like fries with that? They're only a dollar with the purchase of any burger.
Yes, and a root beer.
Upsize the root beer for 50 cents?
All right.
Want to make it a combo pack with a hot apple pie, 75 cents?
I guess. I'll...
Bacon on that burger for a dollar?
Sounds good.
It's actually a better deal if you make it a deluxe combo at this point.
Okay.
Only 50 cents more for bottomless soda.
I am thirsty.
Would you like to join our Burger Bundlers Club? The 10th burger you buy is free.
Why not?
There's a $1 processing fee, and as a member, you get a free upgrade on any side dish. Want to poutine those fries?
I guess. I really should get going.
Onion ring poutine? 50 cents.
Sure. So can we just get
If you're getting onion rings, can I suggest you barn-size this and make it a Kobe beef combo?
Okay, as long as I can get...
Turn that root beer into an ice cream float?
I want to go now.
Pretzel bun on that burger?
I don't know what that means, but sure.
Organic lettuce, fair trade tomatoes, free-range pickles?
Fine, fine!
Great. If you could just sign this paper...
Okay. Well, what is this I'm signing?
With the amount you just spent... You just bought the restaurant. Now you're the owner.
What? What?
I'm free. I'm free.
Wait. Wait. What am I supposed
to... Hey, could you hurry it up? I have to get back to work.
Yeah. What can I get for you today?
A burger?
Absolutely. Do you want fries with that?
Sure. Why not?
Your B.O. seeps through the smell of your deodorant and it smells like both of them at the same time. Ready? Beodorant. Beodorant. Anyway, I got that right now. Look, there's some geese coming up on the right. I'm gonna try to get them.
Hey there, Kelly. What do you think you're doing?
I'm turning the thermostat up, Dad. It's freezing in here.
I'm not made of money. Just put on a sweater.
I'm wearing two sweaters already.
Then put on another one. Look at your mother. She never complains. She's got at least five sweaters on.
Mom, tell Dad to turn up the heat. Mom?
What's wrong?
Dad, this is just a bunch of sweaters. It's a sweater over a sweater over a sweater.
Well, that can't be. She has to be in there somewhere. But look in the neck hole.
It's just sweaters all the way down, Dad. Oh, wait, there's a note inside.
Here, let me see that.
Dear family, by the time you read this, I will be gone. I couldn't take the cold anymore and have left for somewhere warm. And I've taken young Jimmy.
Jimmy? But he's sitting over there playing video games.
Dad, this is just a snowman dressed in Jimmy's clothes.
A snowman? I thought he was just taking his time eating that carrot.
I'm sorry, Larry, but this is for the best. Humans weren't meant to live like this. Tell Kelly I love her. Goodbye.
Mum's right, Dad. I'm turning the heat up.
Oh, no, you won't.
Dad, you're not moving. Are you frozen solid?
No. Maybe.
I'm turning up the heat.
Don't!
I'm turning it up to full and leaving.
No!
Goodbye, Daddy.
Kelly! Your brother Jimmy, too, is melting. I never got to toss around a snowball with him. Now I've lost everything. No!
Don't let this happen to you. Turn up your heat. A message from the Canadian Heating Council and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just wondering if the movie's good. Is it good? Can someone come up here and tell me about it? I don't get to see them up here. Think about taking a flight without anything to watch. Yeah, that's what I've got every day. Ladies and gentlemen, you know that thing where you're sound asleep and you kind of go, you wake yourself up? Yeah, I just did one of those.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Roxy Theatre in Edmonton.
Our next recording will be in Toronto. Toronto. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. At the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival, we're recording an evening of all-new comedy Wednesday, March the 12th at the Randolph Theatre. For ticket information, go to torontosketchfest.com.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
And if you have a comment about the show, please send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
The Irrelevant Show is branching out. In fact, we've launched a whole new radio network. Check out this preview.
You're listening to the Radio Food Channel, where it's all food all the time. Friday afternoons on the Radio Food Channel, you'll hear Cooking with Neil. Cooking with Neil, Friday afternoons on the Radio Food Channel. Sunday evenings, Mark Meir explores the cuisines of the world on Mark's Kitchen. Listen in and learn to cook Szechuan beef the Mark Meir way. And on the best of Mark's Kitchen, Mark prepares his world-famous pad thai. Every Saturday at midnight, it's Donovan's Diner. The Radio Food Channel, because nothing's better on the radio than the sound of someone eating.
And now, please welcome this week's musical guests, Farron Timoteo and Jan Randall!
You've reached Pentagon Mano's Pizza. How can I help you?
Ooh.
Hello?
Oh, it's me, baby, it's me.
Oh, hello, Mr. Timoteo.
Say my name again!
What can we do for you this evening?
Ooh, been waiting for this girl.
What would you like to order, sir?
Girl, I know I shouldn't call, but oh, I'm going through withdrawal. I know that you're bad for me. Yes, I know you're so, so bad. Girl, you need to know you're the best I've ever had.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, sir.
I'm aching for you, baby. You're the one that I need. I'm burning with a hunger that only you can feed. Know what I want, baby, can only come from you. I can't stop myself from calling you.
So what kind of pizza do you want?
Let's get you out of that cardboard. What a hold you in my hands. Now it's time to stimulate my salivary glands.
Did you want to
give you a little nibble, caress you with my lip, then I'll plunge a piece into your jalapeno dip.
Jalapeno.
Let it melt my mind. Yeah, feel so nice. Cut off for a minute, then have a second slice. Can't hold back any longer. I give it to my lust. Take a giant bite of your hand tossed whole wheat crust. Oh. Oh.
So, as usual, we have a medium veggie Mediterranean,
yep.
Hold the olives, mm-hmm. Light on the cheese,
right.
Extra sun-dried tomatoes, yep. With whole wheat hand-tossed original crust, mm-hmm. And jalapeno dipping sauce.
Know what I want, baby, can only come from you.
Did you want something to drink with that?
No, I'm good.
What I need, baby, can only come from you.
And how will you be paying?
What I absolutely must have, baby, can only come from you.
MasterCard.
I can't stop myself from calling you.
Train of thought there. Oh no, wait. Wait. No.
This is the 1 Minute Radio Network, and now Arts in a Minute with Jane Sparsley.
I'm Jane Sparsley, and Arts in a Minute starts now. Sean Connery's new movie, Optimus One, opens Friday. Here's a clip.
Look!
Chilling. Dave Mills is here to review the flicks in theaters now. Dave?
Okay, 4 stars, 3 stars, 3.5 stars, 4 stars, and 1 star.
Harsh.
Oh yeah, it's
Thanks, Dave. Now time for our musical guest, local jazz band, Rance Janel and the K-Birds. Gentlemen?
1, 2, 3, 4!
Wow, great track, great track. That CD is available. And now, a huge moment for us here at On the Arts. Joining me in studio is the legendary director, Woody Allen. Mr. Allen, thank you so, so much for being with us today.
I'm happy to be here, Jane.
This has got to be the biggest interview we've ever had here at On the Arts.
Thank you very much. It reminds me of...
Well, thanks very much for coming by. Absolute honor. That's all the time we have.
Are you serious?
See you next time.
You're listening to the 1 Minute Radio Network. Stay tuned for infomercials.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just saw a cloud that made me miss my dad. That's all. Anyway, I'll let you know if anything else comes up.
I'm glad you guys could make it to dinner.
We really have to do this more often.
Yeah. Absolutely. We really do. We really do.
Oh, sorry we couldn't make it last weekend. We'd already booked a movie with Bob and Stacy.
Yeah, so how was the new Sam Mendes movie?
Yeah, how was it?
Sweetheart, what did you think of the movie?
I really enjoyed it.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I really did.
You were really into it?
Oh, right from the very beginning.
Oh, so why don't you tell James and Ellen about it? Tell them about the plot.
Well, I don't want to give away any spoiler alerts.
Yeah, no, don't tell
us. Yeah, no spoiler alerts.
Okay, just be vague then. Say something vague about the movie.
All right. I like the dialogue.
You didn't find it a bit tiresome?
Oh, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't find the dialogue lulling? You weren't lulled at any point?
Not sure what you're getting at. I was interested in the film the whole time. There was that one part in the middle that was startling.
What part in the middle are you talking about?
You know, the loud part. It was pretty quiet, and then it got really loud all of a sudden. I was startled. Remember, I said, "Are you seeing this?"
And I said, "Yeah, I'm seeing it."
And I said, "Good. We're both seeing it then. Glad we could check in."
You were nodding off through the whole movie.
I was nodding my head in agreement, continuously nodding, yes, I really liked it.
Were you snoring in agreement as well?
I was scoffing at the bad guy. I was going, "Oh, not this guy again."
Your eyes were closed.
No, I was just blinking more often than usual. My eyes were dry.
My eyes get dry sometimes, too.
Ellen, her eyes weren't dry. They were closed.
They were not!
Well, then what did you think of the bomb-diffusing dolphin?
I thought it's amazing what they can do with animals these days. I can barely get our cat to poop in the box.
There was no bomb-diffusing dolphin! You were asleep in the movie again. You keep falling asleep in movies, and it's rude.
Oh, it's not rude.
It is rude. It's like if we went out for dinner, and I ordered, and then I left to go someplace better, and then I came back and acted like I was there the whole time.
It's not the same.
Why don't you just have a coffee before we go?
Coffee just gives me anxiety, and then I have panic naps.
Okay, just please, please try to stay awake during movies.
It's practically impossible. It's like they're begging me to fall asleep in there. They turn the lights out. And the chairs are so comfortable. When they recline now. Every time we go in there, the chairs are more comfy. It's like sitting down directly into a hug. Oh, it feels like you're sitting in the lap of a soft person who loves you. They dim the light so imperceptibly slowly, it replicates exactly what falling asleep feels like. It's like they want you to fall asleep. Come on in. Have a $15 nap. You know, maybe they should put the chairs from West Canada Flights in there. Hmm? Yeah. Then no one will be able to sleep, even if they want to. Actually, that's a good idea.
Actually, Ellen falls asleep during movies, too.
Let's not get into this whole thing, James. I think the airplane seats are a good idea, Karen.
Yeah? We flew last week and watched the new Matthew McConaughey movie. Sweetheart, what did you think of it?
I really liked it.
But you fell asleep.
Well, what do you expect? Those airplanes are white noise machines. I slept like a baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Pardon the interruption. I've been asked to keep it down. I'm apparently interfering with your enjoyment of the in-flight entertainment. Point taken. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last time you will hear from me. Enjoy the rest of your flight. Bonjour, madame and monsieur.
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Leona Browson,
Neil Grond,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Farron Timoteo and our music composer, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Special thanks to Eric Wagers. Sketches were written by Michael Belazzo, Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, James Hartman, Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Grond. The show was recorded by Corey Haverstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Roxy Theater in Edmonton.
Toronto listeners, it's getting closer. On Wednesday, March 12th, The Irrelevant Show is recording an evening of all-new sketches and songs at the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival. We'll be at the lovely Randolph Theatre with special guest actor and writer Kathleen Phillips and musical guest George Westerholm. Come see The Irrelevant Show's Toronto debut, complete with live sound effects and music. And you'll get to catch all the stuff the radio listener misses. The outtakes, the banter, the surprises, the angry, angry bickering. That's Wednesday, March the 12th. For information, go to torontosketchfest.com. For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.